left off discussing the Kiddush of the Gemara, that Kiddush HaKodesh only takes place by Yom and not by Laila, and whether there's a basis of distinction between Malay or Chaser. After all, when it comes to Malay, we assume, like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, that there's no need for Kiddush Bezdin because Kfar Kiddushu Shamayim. So he pointed out the two possible ways of understanding this principle that the Kiddush HaKodesh is only by Yom. One possibility is the following, that this is considered to be a halacha midine Kiddush HaKodesh, that the Chaloshem Kiddush HaKodesh is only Bayom and not Balayla, irrespective of the halacha B'chala Torah Kula of Yeshivas Bezdin. And the second is that no, since Kiddush HaKodesh, as the Gemara will tell us, Mishpat Ksiv Bei, so therefore the Torah's Mishpat requires that this is done Ayidei Bezdin, and Ein Bezdin done in Balayla Ela Bayom. And the possible difference is lahalacha, whether it's midine Kiddush HaKodesh or whether it's simply midine mishpat yeshivas bezdin. We pointed out the Kiddush, the Rambam, and Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel, that when the Rambam tells us that Kiddush HaKodesh is only bayom, the Rambam writes the following two halachas. Number one, that ein mekachnes HaKodesh ela bayom, good. And the Rambam writes that ein ma'abrimes HaKodesh ela bayom, that even when it comes to ibur HaKodesh, that is only bayom and not balayla. We pointed out that this formulation is striking because, after all, the Rambam will pass from like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, that when it comes to a Malay, there is no actual need for Kiddush Bezdin. And therefore, I understand very well, if you're talking about the Chaser, where Bezdin is Mekadesh the Chodesh, one could raise the issue. From where do we derive that this is something that is only Bayom and not Balayla? But what is that Kasha the Rambam raises, that Minayin Shein Ma'abrim Ela Bayom? And furthermore, we pointed out the following, that the Rambam's teretz is not just simply that Mishpat Ksivei. The Rambam quotes the Pasuk in the very end of Parshas Bo, Miyamim Yanima, that Yamim Atama Kadesh, that Kiddush HaKodesh is only by Yom and not by Laila. The fact that the Rambam quotes the Gzeres HaKosav of Yamim Yanima seems to indicate that this is not the halacha B'chol HaTorah Kula that ain't done in Ela B'yom, but rather a halacha which is unique to Kiddush HaKodesh itself. Good? The Makor of the Rambam we mentioned is the Mechilta, and therefore you have two Makoros, Mechilta and the Rambam, in order to dictate that Kiddush HaKodesh B'yom is not just simply a function of Yeshivas Bezdin, but rather based on Dine Kiddush HaKodesh Yom Yomima. And that's exactly why the Rambam tells us this is not only true of Ein Mekadshin, but even Ein Ma'abram as well, because whatever necessarily must take place when it comes to even a chodesh, which is Malay, that must be done beyom. And that we saw the Chiddush in our Tosus, that even though the Gemara tells us that Kfar Kiddushu b'Shamayim, Tosus assumes Davar Poshut, not as the smag, that it's done mitchilas halayla, but rather that it's done min hashachar. And the Chiddush Lor Sameach writes, Nochus Tfilah, that this should impact on whether there's a difference between night one of Rosh Chodesh and night two, in terms of repetition of Shmon Esrei, if one fails to mention the Yalov Yalva. Good? The Chiddush of the Smag L'chora is the opposite. That after all, the halacha in Mekanshnes HaKodesh Shalom Bayom is just a function of Yeshivas Bezdin. So when Bezdin Shalmate is Mekadesh, namely in Chasar, then it is true, the Kiddush HaKodesh cannot take place Bilel Lamed, but rather Biyom Lamed. However, when you're dealing with a Malay, where there is no Kriyas or Yeshivas Bezdin at all, so therefore the Smag writes that very simply, this is done B'tchilas HaLayla. Good? What we discussed earlier, in terms of the difference in Dina Mamanos and Dina Nefashos, whether Maschilin B'yom and Gomer V'Layla, this is also relevant for this element of Kiddush HaKodesh. We mentioned that the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis tells us when it comes to Dina Mamanos, that done in B'yom, yet Gomer V'Layla, that the Psak Halacha, the Gemar Din, can occur even B'Layla. How do you know that that's true? That as long as Maschilin Bayom Gomrim Balayla, the Gemara comments later in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the Chiddush of Rava, that there are two different sukkim. In Shmos in Perek Yudches, the Pasuk says, V'shoftu es ha'am v'chol eis. Seeming to indicate, as the Gemara is Doresh, that anytime, day or night, Mishpat can take place. And yet, the Pasuk says, in Dvarm Chavalef v'hayom biyom hanchilo es banav, that no mishpat is only beyom. So haketzad, how do you resolve that difficulty in sukkim? So Rava tells us the following, that yom is the tchilas din, and laila is the gemar din. So unlike din nefashos, based on sukkim, the gemar tells us that tchilas din must be beyom, the gemar din can even be balaila as well. And we pointed out this is the Psak Halacha of Mechaber in the very beginning of Choshen Mishpat in Simen Hay in Siv Beis, where the Mechaber writes, as long as Hischilu Ladun Bayom, so therefore Gomrim Balayla. And the Ramah quotes the Yesh Omrim, a great Kiddush, the sheet in the name of the Rashbam, Da'im Avru Vidonu Balayla Dinehim Din. The Ramah writes that, Enoch Inami, that Mechachila Tchilas Din should only be Bayom, if B'dieved Donu Balayla Dinehim Din. When we did the Sugya earlier in Da'peim and Beis, we pointed out the following Chiddush of the Ktzos, found there in Simen Hay, Siv Katan Beis. The Ktzos writes, why is this the case? That according to the Chiddush, the Rashbam, Im Avru V'Donu Balayla Dinehem Din. So the Ktzos writes the following Chiddush. The Gemara had two psukim, that Tchilas Din must be Bayom, but Gemara Din can even be Balayla, V'Shav to a Sa'am V'Chaleis. So the Ktzos writes the following great Chiddush. Therefore, if in fact everything was done at night, what is the problem? The fact that the Gemar Din is Balayla, that's not troublesome at all. That's B'chaleis. Gemar Din can be Balayla. That is only a deficiency in the Tchilas Din. It's as though that there was a Chisaron in the Masu Umatan. However, the Psak Din nonetheless is binding. So the Tzos writes, you understand very well the Chiddush then of the Rashbam. Even if you will discount that which was done at night in terms of the Tchilas Din, so you have a Gemar Din without a full-fledged Tchilas Din. So B'dieved, that certainly is considered to be good. If Dayanim will render a decision, and the Psak Din is done properly, even if there's a deficiency in the Masu Matan, nonetheless B'dieved, Dineihem Din. So that's the Chiddush of the Ktzos, that the Gemar writes, Tchilas Din must be Biyom. Gemar Din can even be Balayla, so if everything is done at night, there's no chisaron in the Gemar Din. The only problem is in the Tchilas Din, so that is only a Din L'chatchila, that is not L'ikuva, and that's why the Ramah writes that Yeshorim im Avru v'donu Balayla, Dineihem Din. When we did the Sugya in Afen Beis, we pointed out that this is a very great Chiddush, because Poshub Shat, the Halacha, of that Sugya in Daf Lamed Beis and Daf Lamed Dalet, is not that there are two independent halachos, that the Tchilas Din, that must be Bayom, and independently the Gemar Din can be Balayla. But no, the whole Yeshivas Bezdin is Nigrar V'Nikva Acharei Tchilas Yeshivasa. No? How do you determine whether something is considered to be Bayom of Balayla? The answer is the following. When it comes to cases of Din Mamos, so the Tchilas Yeshivas Bezdin will be the Koveya. So it's not the halacha that the Masu Matan requires Yom, and the Gemar Din is sufficient to have Laila. Din, Mishpat, is only by Yom. The answer, however, is the following. If the Din began by Yom, so everything is Nikfa al Yedei Tchilas Yeshivas Bez Din. No, that's against the Hezber that says. We use this, we did the Sugya Daf Hei Amud Beis to explain the Chiddush of Rav Nachman. The Gemara is bothered by the following. That if you hold like Shmuel, Vishnayim Shidano Dinehem Din. So how do you understand the Mishnah Daf of this, which tells us if Hischo B'Shlosha, if you have three Dayanim who are judging the case, and one of the Dayanim says, Eini Odeya, you cannot render a Psak Halacha with the remaining two, but rather, Yosifu HaDayanim. So what was the Gemara's Kashna of Heimud Beis? That according to Shmuel, Vishnayim Shidano Dinehem Din, so simply exclude the third, and continue with two, because the Psak Halacha of two, of course, is binding. What's the answer of Nachman? Says that no. If you began with two, Shmuel says then Dinehem Din. But here, Meikara, Adai to the Tosi Yosivi. Since the Yeshiva's Bezin was Nikva, Ayidei Bezin Shal Shlosha, so in such case, even Shmuel would agree that Ein Dinehem Din. What exactly is the Chiddush? We suggested the following. That apparently you see that the Yeshiva's Bezin is Nikva, at the time of the Tchilas Din, at the time of Masu Matan. So that was done Ayidei Bezin Shal Shlosha. Now you can no longer shift gears and have the Psak Halacha, which is done Ayidei Shnayim. Hu Hadinami, that everyone agrees that Mishpat is Biyom. The Chiddush of that Sugya Daf Lamed Beis Daf Lamed Dalet, if Tchilu Bayom Gomrim Balayla, is not that there's a difference between Masu Matan as opposed to Gemar Din, but rather that as long as he's Tchilu Bayom, everything is Nigvar V'Nikva Ayidei Tchilas Yeshivas Bezdin. Just like the Mechaber writes in the next Simen, in Simen Vav, that if, for example, Bezin will be done on Shava Pruta, and even if it turns out in the course of the Matur Matan that now the Din Torah is about Pachos Mishava Pruta, nonetheless, Gomrim Dinan Afilo Pachos Mishava Pruta. Because since the Yeshiva's Bezin was Nikva, Shava Pruta, that is considered to be sufficient. Good? So that was the Chiddush, the difference between Masur Matan as opposed to the Gemar Din. Good? So the Ramah quotes the Chiddush of the Rashbam. This Rashbam is found in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf Yudalet Amud Aleph, where the Rashbam writes the following Chiddush, that Bezdin She'idu Lifneihem Eidus Balayla Eidus Gemurahi, that Enochinami, that if in fact Bezdin was Mekabal Eidim Balayla, that is considered to be a legitimate form of Kabbalah Seidus. Einochinami lechatchila Kabbalah Seidus is only bayom, but b'dieved that minimally, nonetheless, it is considered to be Eidus Balayla. Good? That's the Chiddush of the Rashbam. So if you look in Chiddush Ramban, there in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, the Ramban is cholek on the Rashbam. The Ramban assumes that even b'dieved, Eidus Balayla, is not considered to be Eidus at all. And the Ramban's Raya is from Kiddush HaChodesh. After all, the Mishnah says that what happens if, in fact, Kiddushu Balayla, Eino Mekudosh. So how can the Rashbam argue that the fact that Kabbalah Se'idus is Beyom is only a Din L'Chatchila? Or is the Ramah quotes that even b'dieved, if Dano Balayla Dinehem Din, the Ramban says, don't you see from Kiddush HaChodesh that's not true? Im Kiddushu Balayla, Eino Mekudosh. That Raya of the Ramban, Lachori, hinges on our issue. The Ramban assumes that you can prove from Kiddush HaChodesh what is true of Yeshiva's Bezd in Bechalot Torah Kula. And if Kiddush HaChodesh, even b'dieved Balayla, is considered to be invalid, Eino Mekudosh, so therefore that indicates that Yeshiva's Bezin Bayom is not just a Din L'Chatchila, but rather it's Makiv, even b'dieved. Poshav Shat, what the Rashbam do with that Raya of the Ramban? Exactly, Archakira. Can you equate the fact that Yeshiva's Bezin is Bayom with Ar Halacha Vein Mekadshne Sachodesh Ola Bayom? If it's just a function of Yeshiva's Bezdin, that Mishpak Sivvei, Seinochinami, that's certainly true. If, however, one argue, then, oh, that's a separate halachi entirely. As the Rambam writes, name of the Mechilta, the Gzeres HaKosov of Miyami Mimima. One could argue that, no, precisely in Kiddush HaChodesh, where there is such a Gzeres HaKosov, there certainly it is Le'ikuva. However, when it comes to the normal halacha of Ein Danin Balayla, one could argue that that is a Din L'Chatchila. And B'dieved, nonetheless, Dineihem Din. So perhaps this issue, our Chakir in terms of in Mekadshne Sachodesh Shel HaBiyom, that's relevant to this machlokes, the Rashbam and the Ramban, whether one can prove from Kiddush HaChodesh that Din Bayom is even B'dieved, not just simply a Din L'Chatchila. The difficulty we started to discuss the end of yesterday's shir is the following. If all you had were the Rambam, so very good. So the fact that Kiddush HaChodesh is only Bayom, a Gzeres HaKosov of Miyami Mimima. The difficulty is our Sugya and the Sugya Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chofei Yomud Beis. Our Sugya, the Brais and Daf Yud Aleph Yomud Beis, tells us the following. Kiddush HaChodesh is only Bayom and not Balayla. And how do you know this is true? So the Gemara comments that Amar Rabbi Abba Maikra, the pasuk says that Tika b'chodesh shofar, and uchsiv ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'lokei Yaakov, ma mishpat b'yom, av kiddush HaChodesh b'yom. So isn't it mefurish in the Gemara that ein makanshne sachodesh ela b'yom is because of Torah's mishpat, because ein bezdin done in balayla, not because of some alternate halacha of yomim yimima. And even further, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah daf kafei mud beis tells us the following. What happens if Ra'u Bezdin v'chol Yisrael? And Nechkru Ha'edim, the Edim come, and Bezdin accepts, there is Kabbalah Seidus, and lo he speak alam makudashah shetechshach, harezem u'umar. That becomes automatically a male. So the Gemara is bothered by the following Chiddush, Poshup Shat Shak Levitaria, is against that Chiddush of the Ketzos as well. The Gemara says the following Kasha, Nechkru Ha'edim lamali. Why is that line in the Mishnah necessary? Again, the Mishnah says, Re'uhu Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. Everyone saw the Molad Halavana. And then furthermore, in already Nechkro Ha'edim, but yet, lo hispik lor makudashat shetechshav, harezim ubar. So the Gemara asks, Nechkro Ha'edim lamali. What is that second line in the Mishnah adding? After all, we know the Chiddush in the first line of the Mishnah. Ru bezne v'chol Yisrael. Everyone saw the Molad Halavana, but yet, lo hispik lor makudashat shetechshav, harezim ubar. What is that fact of Nechkro Ha'edim adding? So the Gemara says the following, you're right. If there wouldn't have been any Kabbalah Sa'edos, it's a Dabar Pashut, Harei Zemu'ubar. Because Kiddush HaChodesh cannot be done Balayla. But if Nechkru Ha'edim, maybe would have thought that under those circumstances, Kiddush HaChodesh can be even Balayla. Why is that true? Because since Nechkru Ha'edim, there was a Tchilas Din Bayom. And just as in Dinim Amanos, Maschilin b'yom v'gomrim b'layla, hu hadinami when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. Maschilin b'yom nechro edim, and therefore gomrim b'layla. So that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah, that even if the Tchilas din was b'yom, the Gmar din must be b'yom. In this respect, Kiddush HaChodesh is like dinin afashos, different than dinim amanos. That whole shock of atari in the Gemara Pashur Pshat is against the Kiddush of the Ktzos. No? Don't you see Mufurish in the Gemara? That the only reason the Gemara din can be Balayla is because the Tchilas din was Beyom. That's exactly what the Gemara says. That no? That if it was just Ru Bezn V'chol Yisrael, of course you can't have Kiddush HaChodesh Balayla. But if Nechkro Ha'edim, already the Tchilas din, the Kabbalah Seidus was Beyom, who had dinam, you have a right to continue. Moshe Shan the Gemara, then you see that the Halach and Dinim Amanos of Gomram Balayla is only a result of Kfar Hishila Bayom, not independently, no? Against the Hezber of the Ktzos. But here you see explicitly, for our purposes, the Gemara says, we know when it comes to Dinim Amanos, Maschilim Bayom Gomram Balayla, when it comes to Dinim Fashos, Gemar Din must be Balayla. And the Gemara now is Choker. Is Kiddush HaChodesh more similar to Dinei Mamonos, or is it similar to Dinei Nefashos? And Maskanas HaGemara, it's more similar to Dinei Nefashos, and therefore the Gemara Din must be Beyom. You see, clearly the Gemara is working with the categories of Mishpat is Beyom. And there are different types of Mishpat. There's Dinei Mamonos, there's Dinei Nefashos, and the Gemara wants to know what it is that Kiddush HaChodesh can be compared to. Dinim Mamonos, where Gomrim Balayla, or Dinim Nefashos? How does all this fit with the Chiddush of the Rambam Mechilta that Miyomim Yomima tells us that Kiddush HaChodesh per se can only be Bayom and not Balayla? Or Sameach Nuchas Kiddush HaChodesh, right, the Perek Beis Halachas, just explains, right, the Shakl of the Tari of the Gemara. Why is it that there's a difference between Dinim Mamonos and Dinim Nefashos? That when it comes to Mamon, Gomrim Balayla, Mashenk, when it comes to Dinei Nefashos. So as we discussed, that Kiddush of Rabbi Kiveger, the Gein Hashas, Makos, and Afei, there is an essential difference between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. When it comes to Dinei Mamonos, where the role of Bezin is to be Mevarer, the Iker Diyun is the Biyun, is the Birur, the Masa Umatan, the Tchilas Hadin, the Psakdin, so to speak, does not generate the Chiyuv, it's Mevarer. Mashenk and Rabbi Kveger writes, when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, the Psak Din creates the Chiyu. So therefore, we understand very well, in principle, the Ikar Din is Bayom and not Balayla. And that's the difference between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. Where Sameach writes, that's exactly the Chiddush of the Gemara. That maybe you would have argued that in terms of Bezdin, Kiddush HaChodesh is more similar to Mamon, a Bezdin of Shlosha. But in Lamdas, that certainly is not true. What is considered to be the Iker in terms of Kiddush HaChodesh? There it is the Kiddush Bezdin, the Maisa Bezdin, which is Makadesh the Chodesh, not the Maso Maton. Let's assume, for example, that Edim come, and they say they witnessed the Molad Halavana, and therefore Bezdin declared Makudesh Makudesh. And now it so happens that these Edim are proven to be Edim's only. No? Two Edim come and say, Mano Yisem. They say, at this hour, they saw the Molad Halavana in this place. It's not true. They weren't there. So what would happen in that particular instance? Therefore, the Kiddush HaChodesh becomes batel. It's null and void. Certainly not. HaChodesh HaZalachem means Afilu mudim. Even if the Masa Matan was absolutely flawed, it's the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Maisa Kiddush, that creates the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh. In which case, there you can't argue, or Sameach writes, that the Iker Dion is the Masa Matan. All that is the Hechatinsa, so to speak, a form of Birur, in order to go to the next stage of the Maisa Bezantim HaKadesh HaChodesh, and in which case, in that sense, it's similar to Dinin HaFashos. Good? But you see clearly from our sugya, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the sugya Hashem Daf Papei, that Ein Mekadshness HaKodesh is because of elements of Mishpat. How does that fit with the Rambam, the Mechilta, the Gezeiras HaKosov of Miyamim Yamim? So this issue was discussed in the very opening siman of Mishnas Yaveis. And here Rav Zsolti in Oz Gimel writes the following Chiddush, that apparently these two halachos, Mishpat and Yomim Yimima, will parallel the two elements of Kiddush HaChodesh with which we began. That number one, there is halacha of Kviyus Rosh Chodesh. Now, first it's necessary for Bezdin. What we determined as Chishuv, the Masumaton, the Kviyus, in order to determine whether a day should in fact be fit to be Rosh Chodesh. That Kviyas Bezdin, the Chishuv. And then there is the second stage, the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Bezin is Mikadesh, the day of Rosh Chodesh, in terms of the Chaloshem Rosh Chodesh, Itzum HaShayom. Perhaps these are the two halachos. The Chishu, the Kvius, the Masumatan, that Bezin is Kovea, that this day indeed is one that should become Rosh Chodesh. That Masumatan is considered to be Mishpat. That has a Torah's Mishpat. And therefore, that requires all the halachos of Mishpat v'chalot Torah kula. For example, the Kabbalah Sa'edim of Kiddush HaChodesh has to be by Yom, cannot be by Laila. But then there's an additional element, aside from the Masu Matan and the Birur, but then you come to the act of the Kiddush HaChodesh itself. The Rosh Bezin says, Mekudosh v'chol ham on achra, Mekudosh Mekudosh, that act of b'minkadesh, itzum shayom, that is a unique aspect of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the sugi in Rosh Hashanah Chav Dalet, Vayedaber Moshe Esmoadei Hashem, that the Rosh Bezin must state the Mekudosh Mekudosh. That is not the lach of Mishpat v'chol Torah kula. Right. After the Psak Din occurs, the Rosh Bezin gets up and declares the Psak Halacha, and the people reiterate the Psak Halacha. That is unique element of the Maisa Kiddush of Kiddush HaChodesh. The fact that there are two halachos is clear from the Yerushalmi as well. The Yerushalmi writes in Rosh Hashanah in Perek Beis and Halacha Hey the following Kiddush. Our Gemara told us, "V'kidashtem eshnas hachamishim shana." The Gemara quotes the Deya in Tanaim. Again, as we mentioned, our sugya says this is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and in the sugya Rosh Hashanah Chav Dalet, this is the shita of Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, and that Yerushalmi, it's a shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But the drasha, "V'kidashtem eshnas hachamishim shana," that shani matamakadesh v'yatamakadesh chodashim. Kiddush is necessary when it comes to Yovel, but not when it comes to Chodesh. So the Rishalmi asked the obvious kasha then, that what do you mean? That Hotanina, doesn't the Mishnah tell us that Rosh, Bezdin, Omer, Mekudosh? That is against all Mishnayis and Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah describes that the Rosh Bezdin now declares Mekudosh. That doesn't exist. So good, according to their Deis and Tanayim, it always exists. Sometimes it exists. Molei, chaser, good. How do you understand the shita of Rav Loz, Rabbi Shimon? Never. So how do you understand the whole description of the Mishnah? Rosh Bezin or Makudash. That's the kasha of Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi's teretz is the following. Mahu Makudash? What does Makudash mean? Yerushalmi answers one word. Mahu Makudash? Mikuyam. Mikuyam. No, it's not an act of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's just the Gemar Din. Mekuyam. A very important chiddush. Even if you assume, like the shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that ein mekadshin es hachadashim, the kidash mishnas hachamishim shana, shanim atam mekadesh yovel, that just means you don't require a separate ma'aser bezdin. Lekadesh es hachodesh. But is it necessary to have the deal, the masumatam, the gemar din, the kfiyas of Rosh Chodesh? Of course that's true. And that is what the Mishnah is describing. They'll accept the Edim. Bezdin will be satisfied that these Edim are in fact accurately describing the Molad HaLavana, and therefore Bezdin will declare Mekuyam. And once that's true, La'achar shehukfu hayom l'Rosh Chodesh, now what happens? So according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Kedusha Sayom, the Tzumel Shem of Rosh Chodesh is now Chal Me'elav. Once there's a Psak Din that today should in fact be Rosh Chodesh, so now naturally it becomes Rosh Chodesh. And how do we assume the Halacha? Not true. Either sometimes, Malei Chaser, according to Ramer, all the time. No, two Halachas. Of course what? Mekuyam, the Yerushalmi, of course that's necessary. Of course you have to have a Masa Matan and a Gemar Din that today should be Rosh Chodesh. But then there is a separate Halacha that requires the Maisa Kiddush. That does not happen naturally. When it comes to Mishpat B'Cholot HaRakula, the Psak Din itself, right, is the Mechayiv. Here, no, that's part of the Birur, the Dion. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, that is sufficient. According to the way we assume Halacha, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, of course it's necessary. But then you have to go to the next step of what we call Kiddush HaChodesh. When the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudosh, that's not simply reiterating the Psak Halacha, but that's an act of Kiddush HaChodesh, meaning that there are two Halachas. The Halacha of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi calls Mekuyam, that Hukva Hayom Lios Rosh Chodesh, that certainly is true. That's Mishpat, that's Kabbalah Seidus, B'Cholot Torah Kula. But then the second Halacha, and that is Kiddush HaChodesh, to be Mekadesh Yitzumo Shayom, that requires that form of Ma'isa Bezdin. With this in mind, if you look at the Rambam, the Lashon HaRambam is incredibly mediocre. The Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush. That ein re'iyas hayareach misur l'chalado. Seeing the Molad HaLavana and determining that now it is Rosh Chodesh, that is not a mitzvah which is to be fulfilled or performed by everyone. You cannot compare this, the Rambam says, to Shabbos Bereishis. For example, when it comes to determining when Shabbos is, the Rambam writes, kol echad mona shisha v'shoves b'shvi. You just count 6 days and the seventh day is Shabbos. That's not true when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. That all you have to do is count up the days and then declare that this is Rosh Chodesh. Certainly not. The Rambam writes that no, Elulav Bezdin Hadavar Masur. This chiyuv is a mitzvah which is incumbent upon Bezdin. And the Rambam writes, what is the mitzvah incumbent upon Bezdin? Ad Shikdeshuhu Bezdin V'yikbu Oso Hayom Rosh Chodesh Hushi Rosh Chodesh. This is not a mitzvah which is Masul Lechol Yisrael. This is a Chovas Bezdin. And what is the Chovas Bezdin? The Rambam writes, Ad Shikdeshuhu and V'kovu Hayom Rosh Chodesh. To be Koveya, that today is Rosh Chodesh, and to Mekadesh the Yom as Rosh Chodesh. That's the Lashon HaRambam. Two Halachos, Kviyas Hayom and Kiddush Hayom. That's what the Rambam writes. Unlike Shabbos, where it's just simply being Mevarer, which is Kviya V'kaima, which is the Yom HaShvi. Perhaps one could argue the following. That's how the Rambam understood these sugyas. In terms of that initial stage, being koveya, that this is a day, Harai Lios Rosh Chodesh, what Yerushalmi terms, not Mekudosh, but Mekuyam, that's Halach of Mishpat. That's Maso Matam of Bezdin, that's Mishpat Lokei Yaakov, that is a Chiv, which is Masul HaBezdin, as Dine Mamonos is Masul HaBezdin, as Dine Fashos is Masul HaBezdin. That, of course, is Halach of Mishpat. Then, the second Halacha, which, against the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that we require a ma'aseh bezdin, the kaddish, itzumo shayom, where does that come from? That's mishpat. That's no, I'm not recording mishpat. That is midine kiddush hakodesh. So if I were to ask you, if the ma'aseh matan is done bayom, from where do we derive that the act of the kiddush hakodesh has to be bayom as well? That is not just a function of yeshiva's bezdin. For that, the Rambam writes, the pasuk of miyamim yimima, yomim atam akadish v'yamatanish kadish leilos. So maybe you'll tell me, for example, that Bezin has the flip side. They have the right to be makabel the Eidim Balayla on Lel Lamed, and Biyom Lamed they will say Makudash Makudash. No, the two halachos. The Kabbalah sa'edus, the Masomatan must be Bayom. That's a function of Mishpa B'chola Tarakula. And additionally, the halacha of the being Mekadesh Itzum Oshayom, that as well can only be done by Yom and not by Laila. Pashub Shat, when the Rambam tells you this Kiddush of Yomi Mimima, it's that additional element of Kiddush HaChodesh, not to the exclusion of what the Gemara tells us, that there is halacha of Mishpa Ksiv Be, Kichok Yisrael Mishpa Delokei Yaakov. Further beer in the sheet of the Ramban. We pointed out the Kiddush the Ramban, right, that hopefully you saw in Sefer Mitzvah Kufnum Gimel, that Kiddush HaChodesh is lechatchila, it's not ma'akeh. The purpose of the Kiddush HaChodesh, right, what the Ramban says is the Kiddush as opposed to the Kviyas, right, that is a mitzvah lechatchila, right, a mitzvah lepirsumi milsa, that it should be absolutely known that today in fact is Rosh Chodesh. Even if that is not done, nonetheless, right, it is still considered to be Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because mikevon shi'iskima, because since the Bezdin agrees that today should be Rosh Chodesh, the Kviyus, the Chishuv, so therefore the Ramban writes the Kiddush, Koranibo, Asher Tikrosam, that also is considered to be sufficient. Whereas the Rambam indicated that no, the two halachos, there is Kviyus and there is Kiddush, both of which are, in fact, Likuva, and we'll have to see, for example, according to the Rambam Shita, how this operates Bizman Hazeh. The Ramban writes that no, the Haskama, the Chishuv, is B'dieved. However, the Kiddush is B'fursumei Milsa, only as a Din L'chatrima. And how did the Ramban know this is true? So the Ramban says, you see this from the Sheet, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that there's no need for Kiddush HaChodesh. Well, there's no need for Kiddush HaChodesh, obviously it is not essential. You can't argue it's not Chodesh without Kiddush. Kviyus is necessary. Kiddush HaChodesh is not. Good? That right is obvious, no? And then we start to discuss yesterday about the further Kiddush. The Ramban writes, and I'll also demonstrate this to you from the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, that im lo nira bizmana in makachnoso. If the Chodesh is a malay, there's no need for Kiddush HaChodesh. So if you don't always require Kiddush HaChodesh, so what do you see that the Kiddush HaChodesh is not ma'akev? If it was indispensable, it would always be necessary. The fact that Rabbi Elazar Tzadok says sometimes yes, sometimes no, malay chaser, so therefore it is not considered to be likuva. So he pointed out that hochach the Ramban is a very great Kiddush. The Ramban is demonstrating that if it's a chaser, Kiddush HaChodesh is only a din l'chatchila. And how do you know this is true? Because if the chodesh would be a malay, ainot sara Kiddush Bezdin. How can you make that giant leap? If it's not necessary in a malay, therefore it's also not necessary in a chaser. Why should that be true? As we discussed yesterday, one could argue always an act of Kiddush HaChodesh. So if the Kiddush HaChodesh is done ayidei bezin shomata, in chaser, nothing more is necessary. In malay, of course you need Kiddush HaChodesh as well. But whenever it is done, it's likuv, it's not just simply a din lechatchila. Mechatesi, how did the Ramban know that this is only a din lechatchila, not b'dieved? So he pointed out yesterday the following diuk. The Ramban writes that you don't need the Kiddush HaChodesh. What do you need? Shehiskima das bezdin, shiha chodesh hazeh, malay ochase. As long as there is a haskamas das bezdin, that is considered to be sufficient. Because the haskamas das bezdin, what we refer to as the kvius, the chishuv, that is a form of asher tikru'u osam. So it's not that the Ramban writes you don't need any involvement of Beis Din. No, the Ramban writes, of course, Beis Din is indispensable. Indispensable. It's just that you already have the Beis Din for the purpose of Chishuv, for Kviyus. And therefore, the need for Kiddush is only Adin L'Chachila, L'Fersum Emilsa. But it's not Ma'ake. And the Raman points out the following Chiddush. Aber mi kaven shi skima das bezden shi ha chodesh ze malay o chase. So pointed out a great chiddush. What do you mean malay chaser? I understand. How does the chodesh become chaser? You require chishu, you require yeshivas bezden in order to determine that today should be Rosh Chodesh. No? How does the month become a malay? No, so we suggested the month becomes a malay me'elov. Nothing is necessary. Zohar Sameach said, for example, if day 30 does not become Rosh Chodesh, the next day automatically, naturally becomes Rosh Chodesh. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvot doesn't say that. The Ramban writes that good, Kiddush is lechatchila, but Haskamas Das Bezdin is always necessary, whether it is a malay or whether it's considered to be a chaser. That's a very great Kiddush. That even according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, that you distinguish in a malay and a chaser, that does not mean that there's no role of Beis Din at all in malay. No. It means that Beis Din always is the koveya, HaChodesh HaZalachem. But Beis Din will be koveya, whether this is Rosh Chodesh, chaser, whether tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, malay. And if they determine that it is chaser, then you need an active Kiddush HaChodesh, the Pirsumi Milsa. But even in terms of malay, what is the Mekadesh, so to speak? What renders it the Kiddush HaChodesh? What's the answer? The Haskomas Das Beis Din, like Yishami says, the Kviyos, that of course you need. That's a very great Kiddush. You read through the Sugi, you're used to assuming that Beis Din only is proactive in chaser. No, that's not what Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok says. Beis Din always plays a crucial proactive role. The question is that role sufficient when it's limited to being koveya, chishu, or is it necessary to have a formal Kiddush HaChodesh as well? The Ramban writes the formality. It's only din l'chatchila. Kfius is what is essential. And the kviyus is the fulfillment of asher tikru'u osam. Now you understand the Ramban's raya, how you can jump from a malay to a chaser. What is the chiddush? What do you see from malay? The Ramban argues that it is sufficient to have the haskamas das Beis Din. And the haskam of Beis Din, the kviyus, that is sufficient to satisfy the pasuk of asher tikru'u osam. So the Ramban writes, therefore, if Kviyas Beis Din, Haskamas Das Beis Din, is sufficient to meet that need of Asher Tikru Osam, Hu Hadin, that is sufficient when it comes to a Chaser as well. See, if the halacha would be that Beis Din must do everything when it comes to a Chaser, and nothing when it comes to a Malay, so how can you prove that whatever they don't have to do for a Malay is relevant to a Chaser? Beis Din doesn't have to act in a malay. So of course, it's not li'ikuva, Kiddush HaChodesh. But in a chaser where they must declare that it's Rosh Chodesh, it's not just a din l'chatchila. No, the Ramban writes, Beis Din must be proactive both in malay and in chaser. So the Kiddush of malay is the following. As long as there is the haskamas das Beis Din, that is considered to be sufficient. That meets the requirement of asher tigro saba mo'adam. And therefore, the pasuk means a different thing when it comes to malay, and a different halacha when it comes to chaser. No, the reason in Makadish simply is l'persumim ilsa, that Rosh Chodesh will be the coming day. According to Ramban's Chiddush, therefore, this is true, even according to Elazar ben Tzadok. What does it mean, kfar kidshu shamayim in a malay? It means there's no mitzvah kiddush achodesh in a malay, you're right. But haskamas das Beis Din, the kviyas das Beis Din, that is necessary, and that is likuva, even in a malay. No, that's the Kiddush, the Shita, the Ramban. Even in Malay, the Das Bezdin is Ma'akev B'di'eved. Not the mitzvah Kiddush Bezdin, but the Haskamas Bezdin, the Kviyas Bezdin. That's the Kiddush, the Ramban. So I'll tell you an unbelievable Kiddush of the Ritva that apparently follows this line of the Ramban. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Aleph from the base. This is where the Ritva is found. Discusses the following possibility: Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shamis. What happens if a person Shogag B'Shabis V'Hizid Yom Kippurim? A person does a malacha, and Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shamis. As far as Shabbos was concerned, he was a shogeg. As far as Yom Kippur was concerned, he was amazing. Or maybe vice versa. Hizid b'Shabbos, shogag b'Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara quotes the following day, a great Kiddush. Shabbos is the koveya. If shogag b'Shabbos, the hizid b'Yom Kippurim, he's chayiv chatos. It was a shigga Shabbos. If hizid b'Shabbos, the shogag b'Yom Kippurim, he's potter min achatos. Shabbos will be the determining factor in terms of Chiyuv Karva. So why in the world is that? On Shabbos there's a Chiyuv Kareis if you do Malacha, a Chiyuv Skil if you do Malacha, a Chiyuv Chatos B'Shogeg. On Yom Kippur there's a Chiyuv Kareis, there's a Chiyuv Chatos. Why do you show preference to Shabbos? The Shabbos is Koveya, whether it's a Chiyuv Karva, and Yom Kippur is irrelevant. Why should that be? The Gemara asks the Kasha, my timer. So Abayi suggests the following Kiddush. Well, Shabbos is Kfiyah V'Kaima, we've often discussed. Shabbos is fixed, Shabbos is set. When it comes to Yom Kippur, Beidina D'Kavileh. And therefore it's as though that the Chiyuv of Shabbos precedes the Chiyuv of Yom Kippur. And therefore, Shabbos is the Koveya. And you know, for all the Shiur, Manin Yisra Chalisr, right? That's Sugya. Chundav Kuf Aleph. No? Maybe Shabbos is considered to be the prior Isser, because Shabbos is Kviva Kaima. So Rabbi says it's not true. But Ein Isser Chal Isser. The Chiyuv Karban of Yom Kippur can't be Chal on the Chiyuv Karban of Shabbos because Shabbos precedes Yom Kippur. Why does Shabbos precede Yom Kippur? So Travaya Bahadi Adarikos. So what is this called? An Isser which is the Vasachas. If two Isserim are Chal simultaneously, there's no halacha of Ein Isser Chal Isser. So why do you determine that somehow Shabbos is the Koveya and not Yom Kippur? So now Rava says, no, the Gemara was referring to a particular Hecha Timtza. Rava says that Shmadav, we're talking about a Shas HaShmad. Shas HaShmad. And therefore, V'sholchu Mitam, that the message was sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Yom de Kippure de Hashata Shabsuhu. Commemorate, celebrate Yom Kippur on Shabbos. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, it was a Shas Hashmad. Bnei Yisrael were not able to observe Yom Kippur. It was a time of persecution. So therefore the message was sent to Bnei Bavel, commemorate Yom Kippur on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Jews didn't go to work in any case. If they would have not worked on the weekday, that would have been terrible. It was a Shas HaShmad. So therefore, Achidish, V'sholchu Mitam, the message was sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, that Asu Yom HaKippurim B'Shabbos, commemorate Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Really, it wasn't Yom Kippur. But Shelo Tishtakach Toras Yom HaKippurim. In order that Yom Kippur isn't forgotten, so commemorate it on Shabbos. If a person will do malacha, it's obviously his chiyuv karban is only machmas Shabbos, not machmas Yom Kippur, because it's not really Yom HaKippurim. Fine. That's what Rabbi says. Okay. The Ritva is bothered by the following kasha. What do you mean? We don't have this in Tosus, but the Ritva quotes this, the Hikshu B'Tosus. What are you talking about? Shas HaShmad, everything should be Yehar Goyavur. No? Afilo Arkas HaDemesana. The Ritva writes, this was B'shas HaShmad, this was something that was mamish b'farhesia. Even a mitzvah kala is Yiharag V'yavor. So what are we talking about? That if it's B'shas HaShmad, no problem. Yavor V'yiharag. How can that be? B'shas HaShmad b'farhesia, Yiharag V'yavor. That's the kasha of the Ritva. Good? The Ritva answers, right, this is a theme we've discussed before, an important chiddush. No. The nearly, the holokashya. The kiddush chadashim de bezdin asehu. The mitzvah of kiddush achodesh, it's a mitzvah asehi. Va'al asehi, yavor va'yehare. All the cases that the Gemara has of yeharag va'yavor are isurim. Is there a chiyuv to be mosen efesh b'farhesia b'shas hasmad in order to fulfill an essay? Here the Ritva writes that no. Kiddush hachodesh, kiddush bezin is an essay. Hachodesh is alachem. When it comes to mitzvah essay, ya'avor va'al yehare. The Ritva does add the following chiddush. As a midas chasidus, you do find in the Gemara, even when it comes to a mitzvah saseh, as a midas chasidus, one has the right to be moser nefesh. But the chiyuv of yehareg vayavor is only when it comes to isurim, not when it comes to an essay. This chiddush is spelled out in the Ran in Shabbos, daf chavbeiz mebeiz, in the dape harif. In the Sugyan Shabbos, Daf Mem Tesamar Aleph, the story of Elisha Bal Knafayim, Mesiras Nefesh for the mitzvah of Tfilin, where the Ram tells us that there's no Chil Vav, Yeharag Vayavor, for mitzvah saseh. The Ram writes two possibilities. Number one, a difference between Lav versus Asay. The whole concept of Yeharag Vayavor is to avoid an Issa, not in terms of mitzvah saseh. Then the further Svara puts forth is very simple. You know why that's true? Because in terms of an essay, you will not accomplish anything through your mesiras nefesh. If you're dealing with an iser, if you don't eat nevela, if you don't do this, so if you're steadfast, you're mosir nefesh, you will avoid violating the law. What does it mean you're mosir nefesh for an essay? You know what the Ran said? It's you're going to be most nefesh for tefillin. If they kill you, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin in any case. If they throw you in prison without your tefillin, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. So therefore, there's nothing that you will gain through the mesiras nefesh. If through the mesiras nefesh, it means you avoid violating a law, good. But if there's nothing gained through the mesiras nefesh, do not be most nefesh. And then the Ran adds, that's exactly what the Gemara says regarding Esther, Sanhedrin Dav, Ayin Dal Obeys. Esther Karkolam Haisa. What does that mean? Nothing gained. No? If a woman will resist an act of Arayos, what will happen? It will happen against her will, and then she'll be killed. So therefore, what is being accomplished by the Mesiras Nefesh? The Avera is not being avoided. No? That's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. So the Ran writes Chiddush number one. Right, that Yeharag Vayavor is only when it comes to Yisurim and out comes Mitzvah Saseh. Kiddush number two, that's true in terms of Chiyuv, but optionally, one has a right to Mosen Efesh. Right, this seems to be against the Rambam in the Perakei Avochus Yisodei HaTorah, where the Rambam writes that no, that there's no Lifni Meshura Sadin. If the Torah states, Yavor Vayaharag, that's what you must do, you don't have the option of Mesiras Nefesh, but this is the Kiddush of the Ritva. Now, what in the world is this Ritva talking about? No? Isn't this a Shas HaShmad? Yehareg Vayavor? The answer is no. This is only an essay of Kiddush HaChodesh. And there's no Yehareg Vayavor when it comes to an essay. What does that mean? No? The Ritva just spells it out in the next lines. Are we dealing with an essay in the Gemara? What are we talking about? We're talking about the Chiyuv Kares of Chil Yom HaKippurim. That's an essay. No. Kiddush HaChodesh. You know what the Ritva is telling us? It's an unbelievable chiddush. No? There's an essay that requires Bezantim a Kaddish Lachodesh. Good. Lachodesh is a Lachem. Under terrible conditions of duress, Yavrav Yahari. Don't perform the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. There's no chiyuv of Yahari v'yavor. Now, what's the punchline? No? And if Bezin is not Mekadesh the Chodesh, it will not become Rosh Chodesh. It will not be Tishrei. It will not be Yom Kippur. And therefore, this is Mesiras Nefesh for the essay. This is not Mesiras Nefesh of the love of Malach and Yom Kippur. Because if Bezin is not Mekadesh the Chodesh, the Ritva writes, Ein Kan Yom HaKippurim. Doesn't become Yom Kippur. So if there is a Shas HaShman that Klal Yisrael cannot observe Yom Kippur, so if Bezin will not be Mekadesh the Chodesh, so therefore there's no Chil Yom HaKippurim. Should they be Mekadesh the Chodesh? No, that's an essay. And when it comes to fulfillment of the essay of Achodesh is Elohim, Yav Rava Yehare, pretty unbelievable Chiddush, no? I'll tell you the further Chiddush, no? In the notes in the Ritva, it says this is the Kashla Kleichem that raises. This is fine and good if you seem like Rabbi Meir, who we don't paskin like. Rav Meir and Argamar tells us that what? Everything requires Kiddush HaKodesh. So therefore you can suggest this Kiddush Nifla, that if there is no Kiddush HaKodesh, it is not Rosh Chodesh. But the next month will not begin. But we assume like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. No? Beis Din only is proactive to declare that it is a chaser. And if Bezin sits back and does nothing, so no, Kvar Kishu Shamayim. So if Bezin will sit back because of dire circumstance and not be Mekadesh the Chodesh, what will happen? The next day will in any case become Rosh Chodesh. So then again you're faced with Hashas Hashmad Farhesya of Nisr Chom Rav Yom HaKippurim Yerag Vayavor. What does the Ritva mean that if Bezin will not be Mekadesh the Chodesh, it will not be Rosh Chodesh, it will not be Tishrei? According to whom? According to Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadok. Bezin doesn't have the right not to Mekadesh the Chodesh, they have a right to not be Mekadesh the Chodesh today, and it'll become Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. You see, according to Ritva, that's not true. No? Even according to Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadok, if Bezin is not Koveya the Rosh Chodesh, it will not be Rosh Chodesh. Not only according to Rav Meir, even according to Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadok. Bezin doesn't have to do anything for Malay. Wrong, no? Bezin doesn't have to declare Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Bitoras, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. But the Haskamas Das Bezdin, the Kviyas Bezdin, that is absolutely vital for every Rosh Chodesh, independent of whether it's a malay or whether it's a chaser. Of course that's a chodesh as a lachem. That is necessary according to Rabbi Elazar Tzadok. That was the detail Rabbi Elazar Tzadok said. That if it's a chaser, lefirsume milsa, declare mekudash. The declaration is dispensable. But the haskamas bezdin is critical b'dieved. If bezdin will consciously not determine that today should be Rosh Chodesh, it will not be Rosh Chodesh, neither today nor tomorrow. That's the Kiddush that the Ritva writes. Therefore, this is an example of Kiddush HaChodesh, of an essay. Because without Kiddush HaChodesh will not be Yom HaKippurim. Pretty unbelievable Kiddush, no? That's based in the Ramban. That's the Ramban's link between Mali and Chaser, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. There's a Yad Rama, a little bit later in our sugya, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that disagrees with Rashi on this basis. The Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Shmuel. Yudbeis and Medbeis that Ein Ma'abrim Es Hashana B'yom Shloshim Shal Adar. Ibur Hashana cannot be accomplished on the 30th of Adar. It's too late already. The 30th of Adar, right? That day, the Gemara tells us, Ho V'roi L'Kavo Nisan. That day potentially could have been Nisan already. So therefore, that date, the 30th of Adar, which potentially could already be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is too late to have an Adar Sheni. Kol Zman that Adar has not even potentially come to an end, you can add another Sheni. When potentially Adar has already gone, that's it. Eimam b'mes hashana b'yom shloshim shal Adar. So the Gemara asks the following kasha, and if Ivru Hamad, and what happens if Bezdin did so? What happens if Bezdin will declare that there should be an additional month in Adar Sheni this year, and that declaration is made on Yom Shloshim Shalada? So what happens if you do so? So the Gemara comments, Amar Ula, Ein Mekanshin Es HaChodesh. What does that mean? So Rashi writes something very unusual. If Bezdin should declare that there should be an additional Adar, Ein Mekanshin Es HaChodesh. What does that mean? Rashi writes, Lomar Mekudush Adar Sheni. Bezdin should not declare that this is Adar Sheni at all. Don't make it Adar Sheni. What does that mean, don't make it Adar Sheni? Rashi writes, take a look, your Bezdin Beis. Ela Shaske, Bezdin should just be quiet. And V'chi Mati Reish Yarech Achrina, and when the next Rosh Chodesh will come, Mekajle Nisan, they'll declare that that is Nisan. So the Yad Ramah is very troubled. What does Rashi mean? You can't have an Adar Sheni. It's too late already. So no problem. So don't have an Adar Sheni. Don't do anything. And 30 days later, then declare that now it is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what exactly does that mean? Now the Abraham asks the obvious questions. Well, it's a 60-day month. The Abraham writes, "Lo ashkechan yarchet femi tlasin yamin." The month is only 3 days. Once you get past 3 days, the next month automatically begins. So just don't do anything. And then Vesu, the Abraham writes, "We paskan like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok." Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok says again, Im lo nira bizmano ein mekanshin oso kvar kishu shamayim. What does that mean? It tishlema meila. What do you mean, shaski? Just Bezdin should be quiet. What does being quiet help? If Bezdin doesn't do anything, so this all kicks in automatically. No? That's the kasha of Yad Ramah. So Bezdin doesn't declare it as Adar Sheni. So you know what's going to happen? If Bezdin doesn't declare that this is Adar Sheni, so automatically, the next day is going to be Nisan. So what, 3 days later, they're going to declare that now it is Nisan. The Gemara says, what is Rashi talking about? Bezdin doesn't have to do anything. What apparently is the Chiddush of this Rashi? No, like the Ritva, like the Ramban. What does it mean, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, it's not necessary for Bezdin to be proactive? No, it doesn't mean ikdish l'memela, that Bezdin will sit back and do nothing and the act of Kiddush HaChodesh Ibur Hashanah will take place. No, that's not what it means. It means there's no need for the Maisa Kiddush, the Persumei Milsa, but the Haskamas Das Bezdin is crucial even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. Agrei Kach that Ritva says, if Bezdin does not have the Kvius, that today is Rosh Chodesh, it will not be Rosh Chodesh, it will not be Nisan, it will not be Tishrei, there will not be Yom Kippur, and therefore this is Yehar Koyam for an essay, not in the Surim. Oshub Shat, this is Rashi's sheet, unbelievable. Now, the Rashi writes, if Bezdin will not declare, meaning they will not be Koveya, even according to Rosh Chodesh, that this is Adar Sheni, it's not going to be Adar Sheni. In effect, you're going to have a right? 60-day period from the beginning of Adar until the beginning of Nisan. Because it is impossible, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, to have the possibility of Rosh Chodesh without, not the Kiddush Bezdin, without the Kfiyas Bezdin. That's the Kiddush of the Sheet of the Ritva explicitly. And Mechara, this is the Sheet of Rashi, Elashaske, and then a month later, then declare that it is Nisan. We'll have to learn that sugya, right? The Iyun, to see the other possibilities of understanding the Gemara. But the Kasha of the Yad Ramah is exactly Ramah's Reit Tzadok. You don't need Bezdin to do anything. They're not getting anything from Shashaske. The answer is yes. Because Shashaske doesn't simply mean that there's no Kiddush Bezdin, there's no Kfiyas Bezdin, there's no Yeshivas Bezdin. And that's essentially, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. The two possibilities with which we began. And why is it the Kiddush HaChodesh is only by Yom and not by Laila? One possibility, of course, Yeshivas Bezdin. The other possibility, the Schiddush. No, Yamim Yimima. Good. You see the Rambam? It seems pretty clear. Right? That the fact that Kiddush HaChodesh is only by Yom is not just a function of Yeshivas Bezdin. It's a pasuk regarding Kiddush HaChodesh itself. Tosa says even Bezin Shulmala is only Makadish Men HaShachar. Good. Gzeres HaKosuv Yamim Yamima. But why should that be? Why should there be, right, a halacha unique to Kiddush HaChodesh of Yom as opposed to Laila? So let's continue, right, in a nutshell with the following Kiddush. When we say that there is a Kedushas Hayom, there's a Kedushas Yom of Shabbos, a Kedushas Yom of Yantiv. That Kedushas Yom expresses itself by Yom and Balayla. No? What does it mean to say that it's Shabbos? So that is expressed not only by Yom, Balayla as well. A mitzvah darais of Kiddush, an Isser darais of Malacha. What's unique about Rosh Chodesh is the following. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Yonah Beis uses the terminology Lo Ikdesh Vesiyas Malacha. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have any Kedushas Hayom in terms of Isser Malacha. What is unique about Rosh Chodesh? There's Nisser Malacha. There's no Isser Malacha. What does it mean to say that today is Rosh Chodesh? L'may Nafkamina. You know what the answer the Gemara says? It's ikri moed in the sense of not Isser Malacha, but in terms of karbanos hayom. Karban. What is the unique feature, midaraisa, that distinguishes the fact that today is Rosh Chodesh as opposed to yesterday or tomorrow, which is chol? No Isser Malacha. Right? Karban, avoda. The uniqueness of Rosh Chodesh, it's chaloshem, midaraisa, is only Bayom, not Balayla. What is the significance of the Chalos Rosh Chodesh, which is Balayla? This is what we'll have to discuss. Perhaps the Chiddush of Ein Mekanshnes HaChodesh Ela Bayom is not just a function of Yeshiva's Bezdin, but a much more basic distinction, which is the root of the Itzumo Shoyom of Rosh Chodesh, that it only expresses its Chaloshem Beyom as opposed to Laila. That's why Bezin will declare that today is Rosh Chodesh when the declaration generates the halacha, when it's meaningful, when it creates a Chaloshem. Not Balayla, where there is no expression, Midaraisa, of Rosh Chodesh Balayla. This is what we'll have to discuss, if this is true, that the entire Chaloshem, the Yichud HaShoyom, the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh, is in Mikdash Bayom as opposed to Balayla. You understand very well that that halacha, the Mekashnes HaChodesh Ala Bayom, should be much more fundamental than simply a function of Yeshivas Bezdin. And therefore, even if we'll circumvent the Yeshivas Bezdin issue, we're talking about a Kiddush HaChodesh Ayidei Bezdin Shomala, But the bottom line is that the Kiddush HaKodesh only takes hold, only meaningful Bayom, as opposed to that which is Tvalayim. So before we go through more of the details of the sugya, we'll continue like with this point at the Chaloshem Rosh Chodesh. To what extent is it Bayom? Is there a concept of Rosh Chodesh Balayla, and how that relates to our halacha in the consciousness of Chodesh and Lo Bayom?